Last day. India runs away the moment I arrive, but when I have to leave, it gathers at my feet, a monsoon that won't let go, a capricious child. I remember dirt, red and soft like bodies of deer. Statues smile and frown in the temple, drums so loud they beat a god inside me. At the beach, 100 rupees buys a diamond that can pierce through coins. Crabs listen under sand. The wind is an old merchant, interested in making me look messy. More like yourself, he insists. In the villages, eyes find me even when I'm riding behind tinted glass. Here I am scanned. Someone asks if I want tea, but I'm not interested. In the evening, village women come out to the fields together. A procession of colors, small iron pots on their hands. They will walk back to their mud houses after cleaning themselves. I cover a yellow hibiscus in dirt by the railroad. I wear bangles and a bindi, and at night I let my mirror wear it.